But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God. 1 Timothy 3:15. Do not upbraid an elderly man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, elderly women as mothers, younger women as sisters in all purity. 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 and 2. This week we conclude the series titled A Man of God Caring for the Church of God, with speaking from Brother Ron Kangas regarding the function of the younger saints bearing responsibility in the church. This meeting was held in August 2015 with Working Saints in Orange County, California. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
Okay, we go on. Exercise unto godliness. And that's from 1 Timothy 4:7. And I put that with 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Then Paul says to him, God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Why do you think he said that to Timothy? I would never say to Dick Taylor, Dick, God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Or God has not given us a spirit of passivity. Timothy, and I'm anticipating the next point, but I'm not really going to it, by disposition, was not that active in his inner being. And I do believe he was kind of legal with himself. So Paul told him at one point, you've got all these stomach problems. You need to drink a little wine. You need to drink a little wine. Ooh, what will they think of me if I drink a little wine? A little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. Timothy, exercise yourself unto godliness. Now, this is an illustration. Please don't get distracted by it, and I'll do my best not to distract you. But I was hospitalized in May for a while, and a certain condition was manifested, and it was addressed. Then I was contacted by St. Joseph's Hospital to say that there's this cardio rehab program, and the cardiologist recommends you for that. You've been approved for that. And we welcome you to come for all of these sessions. Come to an orientation session. And I consider this, and I decided to do this. This is a practical provision. So now 3 times a week for a period of time, I need to go there. And there, I'm monitored. They're checking on your heart, on your blood pressure, all kinds of things. Okay, I never want to do it. I never want to get on that treadmill. Then they have all of these scales from very, very easy to very hard, and they want you to go more and more toward hard, and they come and check on you. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing it. I'd rather take a nap. I'd rather be passive. But I realize there's a need to exercise. And every time I do, I'm revived afterwards. Oh, I feel so good. So my wife asked me when I gave her today's love call, how did it go? A good session. Checking blood pressure, doing this and that. If we do not consistently exercise unto godliness, that is, exercise the Spirit, we really cannot care for the church of God. In every gathering, we need to be properly exercised. This doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be loud, that you'll be demonstrative, but it means you're not passive. And exercise involves the will. That's why I make a decision Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay, I've got to be there by 1 o'clock, need to change into my exercise clothes, drive down there, get on the treadmill. While I'm on it, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like doing this. But I will exercise for the sake of my heart. The principle is the same. Here's the church of God. You're in a gathering of the church of God. You're a God-man in the church of God. The enemy's goal is to bring death into the church at every opportunity. So every meeting is a battle against death and a battle for life. And our human life is not easy. And our soul suffers all kinds of things. And we may be in various moods just in our human life. But what about the church? The church of God. The church the Lord purchased with His own blood. I'm now gathering with saints. Will I be in life or will I be in death? Will I wait until an angel comes to stir up the pool and someone to toss me into the jacuzzi so I suddenly get better? Or will I realize the Lord's Spirit is with my spirit? Amen. And I can exercise unto godliness. We need to put 1 Timothy 4:7 with 3:16. The mystery of godliness is God manifested in the flesh. Paul says, exercise yourself unto godliness. That is to exercise, to manifest God. God is only manifested when we exercise. We exercise the Spirit. Then the next point is Timothy's disposition. And Paul knew Timothy's disposition and perfected him in his disposition. He's putting Timothy in a hard situation. He has to confront opposition. He has to be aware of Alexander the coppersmith and others. Timothy has to go against his natural disposition in order to be a God-man and in order to care for the church of God. Then Paul refers to him in 4:6. 1 Timothy 4:6, as a good minister of Christ Jesus. And then in 2 Timothy 2:24, a slave of Christ, almost in passing. So a God-man is there in the church of God, realizing he's a slave. And the Lord willing, in a few weeks, there'll be a blending conference in the Southeast. There'll be a sixfold development of message 5 from the summer training on being slaves of God. We need to have this realization. We're a minister of Christ. We're a slave of God. Then point 13, living in the light of the Lord's appearing and His kingdom. And now the last point, where I think the burden still is for about 7 or 8 minutes. Paul told Timothy, if I'm delayed in coming, I'm writing these things so you know how to conduct yourself in the household of God. We often have the translation house of God, but it means house, the structure. But here tonight I want to emphasize household, the family. Let me say something so blatantly obvious. The church involves people. All different kinds of people. of different ages, different backgrounds, different temperaments, different dispositions, different personalities. And we need to learn from the God-man living in us how in the humanity of Jesus to relate to every kind of person in the church properly. If we can't do this, then what church life do we have? We can arrange the chairs. We can vacuum the meeting place. We can count the offering. We can take care of the property. But if we don't know how to go in and out among the family of God and how to interact with all kinds of persons in the church, how can we care for the church? The local church is very practical. It's composed of believers gathering together in that locality, in the Lord's name. It's not a theory. So Paul tells Timothy, don't rebuke an older man, but appeal to him, exhort him as a father. How can this young adult learn how to speak to someone 75 in a proper way? Then you have the older sisters. He said, treat them as mothers. The younger sisters, younger women, as sisters in all purity. Now let me tell you in a generic way to conceal the details of a real situation that weighs on my heart, but it also opens up a positive concern. I will use just the letter A to designate a saint, but their sister or brother doesn't matter. So A is this saint. Okay, A is not young. Neither is A elderly, but A is well into middle-aged. Okay. A, for many years, has been subject to almost unbearable suffering in a certain situation. A eventually was cared for by experienced elders and co-workers. And some practical help was rendered to A. So as a result, A is in a certain kind of living situation. Then A's cancer returned vigorously. Vigorously. So there had to be major surgery. So A is still suffering long term in the situation. Now A, for the sake of preserving life, needs to agree to this surgery. So the surgery is carried out. And A is in an early period of recovery. Then comes on the scene a young adult brother in a local church, a learner meeting with the elders. We're glad for all of these brothers. The Lord knows my heart. He came on the scene, judged A, interrogated A, criticized A. If this had been a medical situation with such a serious misdiagnosis, he could have been sued for malpractice. So A contacted me No self-pity. No judgment. No bitterness. But with tremendous pain upon pain. Then I began to wonder, and please listen to this to the end, because the end will not be negative. If the young adult brothers that are being raised up to bear responsibility in the church can only take care of matters or things, they can decide on, what color fabric should the chairs be for the meeting place. But they cannot care for the saints, then what good are they? The church is not things. The church is not matters. The church is human beings. They're God-men. Yes, they are. But they're divine humans. And we can testify from decades of experience, anything can happen in the lives of these humans. And everything can happen. And here they are in the church life, in this situation. And what a difference between day and night, life and death, if a God-man comes without opinion, without judgment, without concept. He's a slave of God, a minister of Christ, full of healthy words. He's empowered by grace. He's filled with Christ. And his very presence with this A cherishes, nourishes, sustains, and supplies. I'm very fearful about this brother. I don't know who he is. I don't need to know. But I pray that his situation would come to light, not for judgment, but for perfecting. Because if he is not perfected to be a God-man caring for the church of God, he will damage the church, wound saints, stumble believers, and bring in discord. He can prophesy very well. He can pray long prayers in the prayer meeting or at the Lord's table meeting. They're eloquent. He's a perfect specimen in so many ways. He can be trusted to manage so many things. But I say again, the church is not things. It's not matters. It's people like us here. And all of us who came here tonight came here because we love the Lord. We want to be useful to the Lord, and we love the Lord's recovery, and we love the church. But the fact is, we came here, all of us, in particular human situations. Some not so serious, depending on what the cycle is. And a local church is composed of believers like this. They go through all manner of things, spiritually, psychologically, financially, humanly. At the very least, we need to begin to learn how to properly relate in the Spirit to everyone in the church. But as we're learning, we're like in Exodus 18. Moses' father-in-law pointed out, Moses, you're going to get worn out. From morning to night, people are coming to you with problems. Don't do that. Appoint others to take care of tens and fifties and hundreds. And let the difficult cases come to you. Okay, there will be some very great needs among us. You don't have to be able to handle them. Moses is here. You know what I mean? Moses is here. Don't touch it. But I beg you, don't have an opinion. Don't be one of Job's friends opining about why this is happening. My heart was riven, yet I was supplied when A wrote me. Because A was in pain, but A was living Christ in that situation. And A's email ministered life to me. It was like almost in awe. What is this? How can A be in this situation? So my brothers and sisters, we are not in a theoretical, invisible, universal church. At least we're not in such a church directly. We are in the universal body of Christ by being in a local church, in an actual, practical, local church, like Corinth, for instance, like Philippi, with Euodia and Syntyche there. How would you handle Euodia and Syntyche? You should realize, as a young adult brother, I'm not touching this. I'll love them, I'll respect them, but I won't touch this. But I'm going to text Paul as soon as I get a chance and say, Moses, I need to pass this on to you. To conduct ourselves in the family of God is to know how to live together in the church life as God-men. So all these matters, they're not theoretical. If I want to care for the church of God as a God-man, I need to be a God's economy man. I need to allow the Lord to dispense himself into me every day, no matter what my situation may be. So when suddenly I was admitted to the hospital, everything changed, travel is curtailed, one thing did not change: the realization, this is God's arrangement, this is what he wants, this is where I am. This is where I will gain him and he will gain me. We need to be an eternal life person. A person in the mysteries of the faith and of godliness. Our faith needs to be undergoing development through all kinds of situations, through the dispensing reaching us in our environment. We need more light on doctrine so it becomes reality. We need to be nourished with the words of the faith and the good teaching. We need healthy words. We need to be gained. We need to be trained to exercise ourselves unto godliness. We will reign in life over death. Death will not rule in this Lord's table meeting. Even if the saints come in late, we will not be angry, we will not criticize them, but neither will we sit here in death. Amen. We will release life into this prayer meeting, life into this table meeting. Amen. Because we are God-men caring for the church. We will not allow death to run rampant. Rather, we will swallow death. Sisters, you can do it. In your experience of life, you can advance to the point where you offer a short prayer of a couple sentences and you minister life to the whole meeting. You can do it. Just exercise yourself unto godliness. Eventually, the Lord will touch our disposition deeply, to touch the core of your being. As someone who has some experience with this, let me tell you, you don't want to miss this aspect of the Lord's organic salvation, to liberate you from the grip of your disposition and to open your being for Christ to live in you. Then we become ministers of Christ. We are slaves of the Lord. We're mindful that the Lord will come. We not only love Him, but we love His appearing. You know the difference between loving the Lord and loving His appearing? Okay, the FDTA is now in session pre-training. And in the training, they're under a number of restrictions from the throne. And on Monday is their day off. They can do certain things, but not other things. Well, there used to be a movie theater right adjacent to the post office. So this is a little bit antiquated. But so let's suppose on a Monday afternoon, I go to the post office. Then when I come out, four trainees are coming out of the theater. Okay? I know these trainees love me, but they don't love my appearing. Right? They would say, why do you have to appear right now? And so we need to allow the Lord to put in us a love for His appearing. Then with all of these matters, we can be constituted with the humanity of Jesus to go in and out among the saints. Anyone can approach you. Anyone can talk to you. Anyone can fellowship with you. You're approachable. As far as it depends on you, you're at peace with everyone. You love everyone the same. You have the same care. There's a wonderful expression in 1 Peter 5, as I'm ending this now. He says to cast all of your anxieties, your cares upon Him, meaning God. Then he says, for it matters to Him concerning you. Amen. I'd like to assure you, anything that matters to you matters to the Lord. Amen. Anything that matters to you matters to a God-man caring for the church of God. That doesn't mean the God-man will interfere, will insert himself into your affairs. But Brother Samuel Chang, an overcoming co-worker and elder brother who's been with the Lord for 30 years, he once said, even if a child is suffering from a fever, you care about it. You know about it. Just imagine what kind of church life would it be, filled with God-men in stages of development, okay? Stages of development. And we all care for the church of God by caring for everyone in the church. And knowing how to relate to everyone in the church. And if there's a need, it's within our measure, we take care of it. If it's beyond our measure, we pass it on to Moses. Paul fully expected that Timothy would be such a person and live such a church life. Because Paul knew that he began by breathing out murder against us. And he ended up by being a mature God-man, the reproduction of Christ. And Timothy was his child. And Timothy was like souled with him. And he had the ground to call him man of God. Oh, man of God, care for the church of God. So now you know what is in my heart. Let me end as I began. Don't make up your mind to be a God man. Don't make up your mind that you can't be one. Don't make up your mind to care for the church of God. Don't make up your mind by saying, I can't do it. Let's just all forget what we can be or not be, what we can do or not do, and let's focus on the wonderful, all-inclusive Christ, amen, who is everything to us and everything in the church of God. Amen. Amen. We have 15 minutes. I believe it's important that we keep the time for the sake of children and other things. Let's pray for a minute or two, but not one by one, not with someone nearby, but if half a dozen could pray for 20, 30 seconds each, one by one, then maybe we'll have some sharing. I leave that to the brothers. Okay? So just follow the Lord within, and anyone prays individually, your prayer is the prayer of the Church of God to me. Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.